Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month we are talking about in-home care services. And in studio we have Tanya Fernandez, CEO of Ho'okele Health Home Services. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so our kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
And I'm Andrew Leon,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you miss any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Hawaii Kai Senior Living, recently voted Best of Senior Living by SeniorAdvisors.com. Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to best fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 808-395-9599 and mention that you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
Here are five tips for buying in a tight market. Number one, determine and stick to a budget. Number two, identify desired neighborhoods and home wants versus needs. Number three, be ready to make a decision quickly on a home. Number four, bid competitively. And number five, work with an advisor at Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
For more information on how to best navigate this tight market, contact an advisor at Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Again, today we have the pleasure of speaking with Tanya Fernandez, the CEO of Ho'okele Health Home Services. Welcome, Tanya.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being on our show. Now, we did have several shows ago, we had Bonnie Kasange on, and she's with your Ho'okele Health Home Navigators. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the other side of your company, which deals with in-home care services.
Yes.
And it has grown from what I understand. But before we get into that, maybe you can share with our listeners a little bit of your background, where were you raised, and how did you get into this healthcare industry?
Sure, be happy to. I am from here, from Hawaii, born and raised here, but did go to school actually in Boston and worked there for a number of years before having the fortunate opportunity of being able to come back here to Hawaii, back home, which is always fantastic,
right,
to work. My background is actually in the financial area. Mm-hmm. I am a lawyer and accountant, yep, by training and by trade. Mm-hmm. And that was actually my entry into Ho'okele. I first started with the company back 8.5 years ago,
okay,
overseeing really their financial and business side of the operations.
Right.
And as a result of that, you know, as trying to learn the financial side, you really have to dig into, mm-hmm, operations and how the two really go together. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, I really got to learn the operations, you know, mm-hmm, got to work with a fantastic team, including fantastic leadership, one of which you met with, Bonnie Kasange, right, who's right, one of the founders of Ho'okele Health, mm-hmm, and got to learn Ho'okele's mission, what, yeah, they do, you know, the everyday activities, mm-hmm, of really trying to help seniors age at home.
Right.
And so when the opportunity came up to really oversee the operations and run the whole in home care side of the business, I was absolutely thrilled and have been doing that for about 3 years now.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's neat how you kind of transitioned your role, but yet the main goal was, you know, taking care of our kupuna, mm-hmm, in home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so maybe you can share a little bit about that and how has that developed for Ho'okele?
Sure. Yeah. We actually, well, Ho'okele started in 2006 as a, mainly for navigation.
Right.
So navigation meaning, Ho'okele means navigation,
right,
in Hawaiian. And both the founders started it because they wanted to help seniors kind of navigate through the complicated process,
right,
of healthcare. Mm-hmm. And through that, one of the things that they found they were always recommending, mm-hmm, for senior clients was in-home care, mm-hmm, you know, to kind of assist as part of the overall plan and,
right,
goals and outcomes that our seniors were trying to achieve. Mm-hmm. And so seeing that, they started home care on Oahu in 2010.
Right.
And then actually From there, we opened up Maui in 2016, and we are now island-wide on Oahu and Maui. Yep, nice. So we're seeing the entire island.
You're from Oahu, though?
I am. Okay. I am from Oahu. Yes, I am.
You must make short stints now and again to Maui.
I would like to more when things kind of settle down, but yes.
Now, you know, in-home care is such a big need, and it's only going to grow, you know. Mm-hmm. And first of all, given your background, we know how expensive care is, healthcare in general, right? So in-home care, I guess, gives Kupuna flexibility and maybe a customizable solution to help with some of their basic needs while at home. And and yet they get to maintain their independence.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So when you when somebody first comes in contact with you and your team, what are some of the more common things that they need assistance with?
Sure. Yeah, a lot of times when they are coming to us, actually, a lot of times they are already at a point where there's some kind of crisis, actually. You know, a lot of times people kind of wait until something has happened and where they need the care urgently. Right. So at that point, right, we are coming in, we're providing like hours of care at times. Or when someone just discharged from a hospital because of something that may have happened, then we're providing a chunk of hours of care while they kind of recover and get back on their feet.
Right.
So that's kind of one end of the spectrum that we see. And then the other end, we're actually seeing more and more of are the children of our kupuna.
Right.
And so a lot of times, right, within our community, we have thankfully very, very close-knit families where an adult child is helping to take care of their parent. But at the same time, this adult child is out. They're working as well. So we've seen a lot of situations where the adult child is at work and then during their lunch hour are coming home to actually check on the parent, you know, make sure they take their medications or make sure that they had lunch that day. And then they're having to go back to work right after that. So it's kind of, for them, it's hard. It's hard to balance. And then, you know, they may have, they're taking care of parents on one end of the spectrum, and then they're taking care of children on the other end. And then they're also working.
So they're just tweeners,
exactly, right? They're kind of sandwiched between. So there's a lot to really look at. And for that kind of that kind of actually potential client, we are able to sometimes just come in and just do a meal preparation, and that's it. Come and do a lunch, or come in and just make sure that they're okay. They took their medications, and that's it.
Right.
So we've been able to kind of offer the big chunk of hours
right,
for some kind of crisis or a discharge type event. And then we're also able to offer the check-ins.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're now able to do kind of the wide spectrum of services.
And how, do people start off maybe just a little, just to sample it, and then they kind of expand from there?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The neat thing about what this new approach, or what we're calling the neighborhood approach, is sometimes we have kids who say, my parents don't want help. They said they don't need the help.
Right.
But they know that they are getting there.
Right.
And this neighborhood approach where we just come in, maybe just do a meal or just do a check-in, is a good way to start to introduce home care. So we're not there for 4 hours at a time, you know, kind of invading their privacy and really just changing up the way they've always lived. We can just come in and kind of give them a taste of home care. Yeah.
So that is such an innovative and cool concept. When you say neighborhood approach, is it that you have somebody embedded in that neighborhood?
Exactly.
And they're just like on call
exactly.
to help whoever might say, hey, I need this or I need that.
Exactly. That is what it is. We do have, the neighborhood approach is where we have a caregiver that we assign to a particular neighborhood.
Right.
And they are assigned a panel of clients, basically. And by doing that, they have the same clients that they're seeing
every
single
time. So
there's
that consistency and they, you know, they know each other, right?
Exactly.
They're acknowledging them, right?
Exactly. And that relationship really helps with building trust and just effectiveness of the overall care. And because they're also in a neighborhood, that's what allows us to, you know, maybe just come in for a 50-minute check.
Right.
Or make sure they had dinner or lunch or whatever it is. Yep.
That's great. Well, Tanya, when we come back, I do want to hear a little bit more about this neighborhood approach maybe how you came up with that as a team, and then get more in depth about some of your in-home care services.
Great.
So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because, as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers all-inclusive, affordable senior apartments from studio to three bedrooms on 23 luxurious tropical acres in East Oahu. Take a dip in the saltwater pool or join a Tai Chi class. Recently voted best of senior living by senioradvisors.com, Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to cater to those fully independent and those who may need some additional assistance. Plus, it's just 25 minutes from downtown Honolulu. Call 395-9599 today and tell the team you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki. That's 395-9599.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Tanya Fernandez. She's the CEO of Ho'okele Health Home Services. And, Tanya, I want to see how you folks, you know, being that we're just getting out of COVID, you know, things are opening back up. How has the demand been? You know, obviously, you know, when we're in the middle of COVID, a lot of folks are home, you know, mm-hmm. the children are home taking mm-hmm. care. So I'm assuming that the need was not as great as probably now that they're entering back into the workforce. Have you seen a significant increase in demand?
You know, actually, demand has been pretty steady.
Oh,
even cool. With during COVID, with people at home, you know, and so able to take care of their parents, there was still the need to actually not have that interaction, right? Not mix households.
Right. Okay.
So the need was different in the sense that the kids couldn't visit their parents, couldn't check in on them.
Right.
So they had us actually sometimes just do, you know, 15, 20, 30 minute check-in just to make sure that their parents were okay.
Right.
Or sometimes to have that communication through technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
The kupuna wasn't familiar with the various technologies. So sometimes our care assistants came in and just assisted them with the technology. So they could talk to their loved one, or they could communicate and do their Zoom visits with their physicians, actually, as well. So the demand was there. It was kind of just a different kind of demand.
I see.
And now you're right. We're still seeing a very steady demand. And the demand is because, yes, the children are kind of, you know, now more able to go and visit their parents, but they're working. And, you know, as we talked about before, this really allows some of the children to be at work, be focused at work, stay there while we come in and check on their parents throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. What have you seen as, like, the most growing need in service that your clients are asking for?
It has been, you know, the requests that we get the most are meal preparations, medications, and then bathing.
Okay.
And it is amazing how those seem like kind of small tasks, right? But they're very, very important and significant in terms of how it can really impact someone's health.
Mm-hmm.
We have a number of clients that really all we come in for is a medication reminder, you know, and it's an in-person visit. So there are situations or there are times, right, and I've done it too with grandparents where you call and you say, hey, don't forget to take your medicine. Okay, but they hang up the phone and it never happens.
Right.
And so it's such a difference. So for someone to actually be there, come into the home, and then do that same thing and make sure they're getting the medication. Here's the cup of water, here's your medication,
right.
And then to take the medication. So it's just kind of those small things we're seeing, but those things can make such a huge impact mm-hmm. on someone's health and mm-hmm. ability to stay home longer, mm-hmm. where a lot of our seniors want to do what they want to age at home.
Yeah, it's so interesting that, I mean, there's not a laundry list of items, but like you said, those are the critical three,
mm-hmm.
right? And if there's someone who can help them do that,
right,
then there's a lot more time at home.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And I want to circle back to what we talked about in the first segment, which is that neighborhood approach,
mm-hmm.
because it sounds like that neighborhood approach could take care of those three main things.
Exactly.
Right? Is that what you're kind of seeing?
We are.
Do that?
We are. The reason we did that was, you know, we always have the people who need what we call a traditional approach to home care
mm-hmm.
and where we have the hourly blocks right. of care.
Right.
So that one is for our agency and many agencies. It's kind of a 3-4 hour minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
for people who need that supervision, you know, whether they have dementia, so they might wander, so you need that mm-hmm. constant supervision, or they might be at a risk for falls and they like to walk, or mm-hmm. you need that. So
right.
there's always a need for that.
Right.
And then we also have those kupuna who just need a little bit
mm-hmm.
of care,
mm-hmm.
and some of that little bit of care can really make a huge difference.
Right.
So for, you know, those individuals, we hear from the puna, we hear from the children of them, and it's just, hey, I'm having a hard time, you know, making it to my parents every day to make sure they're taking their medication. So we can come in mm-hmm. and then just do that. And or when they're working, we can come in, just do the lunch, or we can come in, you know, 3 times a week or what have you, and do bathing. And the neighborhood approach, what's so neat about that, too, is, again, we're called the neighborhood approach because it is a caregiver that's
right.
within the neighborhood.
Within the neighborhood.
And it's the same person that mm-hmm. the kupuna is seeing. So they're really building a fantastic relationship, a bond that is meaningful to
right.
both the caregiver
mm-hmm.
as well as the senior. And that consistency, you know, this is kind of an awesome result that
mm-hmm.
has come out of this
yeah.
approach to care,
mm-hmm.
is we've seen really the ability to kind of influence and change habits,
mm-hmm.
which has been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had clients where they weren't taking their medications, and the children were calling us saying that their physician had recommended them to go into a care home because their health was just deteriorating. And, you know, all we did was come in, but we had the same person come in and tell them to take their meds. And, you know, in the beginning of that process, they were very resistant. I don't need this. I don't want to take it. You know, everything. And then over time, right, as you build that relationship, build the trust,
mm-hmm.
then they started taking their medications, and it was less of a fight. You know, we weren't there half an hour anymore. We were
right.
there maybe 20 minutes and
right.
then for 10 minutes and so forth. And the fantastic thing about this one is it got to a point that he was taking it regularly, just started taking it on his own.
Mm-hmm.
And the next checkup that I did with the physician, everything was so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And they were no longer recommending that the kupuna enter into a senior care facility,
mm-hmm.
and he was able to remain at home. And, you know, we've seen that in just medications, and that, you know, there we're coming in 10 minutes a day. Or we've seen it in meal preps,
mm-hmm.
Where we are there, and sometimes then the visit becomes shorter, more
mm-hmm.
effective,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they just graduate
right.
from us.
Right.
And they've developed healthy habits and are able to function and live and flourish, actually, at home.
That's great. Now, when did you first start this neighborhood approach, and how did the concept come about?
We started on Oahu
right.
first. We actually started just one neighborhood, so with kind of the Aiea Pearl City
mm-hmm.
area. We did that in 2019. And then we expanded. So now on Oahu, we are island-wide. And then Maui, we actually started just this week.
Right.
So we are just kind of starting in the town area,
mm-hmm.
Maui, so Kahului, Wailuku. And then we're going to actually be expanding to Kihei probably in about 2-3 weeks or
right.
so. Yeah,
right.
And hope to expand there as well.
What's kind of neat is you're able to cover so-called more ground.
Exactly.
Right, because the concept is different. It's flexible
mm-hmm.
and scalable.
Exactly.
Right? And I assume that the caregivers who are your staff,
mm-hmm.
they must enjoy it because I'm assuming they're doing work within the neighborhood.
Exactly.
Right? So maybe the drive is, I don't know, 5-mile radius or something?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's kind of the neat thing, too. You know, we've our industry, along with many other industries,
right.
There's always been a workforce shortage.
It is, yeah.
And so this neighborhood approach, because we're coming in to really just do the tasks that need to get done,
mm-hmm.
and we're in and out, and we can
right.
sometimes come in several times a day, what that allows for is actually for us to take care more of our Kupuna
That's
community.
Right.
Because we don't have to book, you know, these huge chunks of time,
right.
which means we can only service so many.
Yeah.
So this allows us to have the ability to have to service more
mm-hmm.
of our community with actually less workforce.
Staff.
Exactly.
Right. And I'm assuming you're kind of coupling that with your iHealth home technology and your caregiver to go app.
Right.
Right.
Exactly. So given this different way of delivering care, communication is key.
Mm.
Is very key with their team leader, who's an RN,
right.
who they always have access to, and kind of oversees the plan of care, and you know helps to develop the outcomes and goals that they're needed.
Mm-hmm.
And then also with our scheduler and with our intake administrative staff. So
mm-hmm.
communication is very, very important.
It's vital.
To really navigate this entire process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, through, we have technology as well,
mm-hmm.
our own proprietary technology that we use. So, yeah.
That's great.
So it works together.
Now, for those who may be interested and they're listening, they're like, wow, this is a great idea. You know, they're just able to help their parents dip a toe into this idea of
mm-hmm.
getting outside care.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the range of costs
sure.
that people can expect?
Yeah, the great thing about this is you can do basically as little or as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
So the interesting thing about the neighborhood approach is we say there's no task too small that you know we won't take on. So it really is customized. Well, it's a huge range, but just to kind of give you an idea, it does start at about $35 a visit. So
okay.
that could, you know,
which
and
is
then it just goes
standard to my knowledge.
Yeah,
right?
I think it's good. It's actually very different from a traditional approach, which
right.
is a 4-hour minimum
right.
at like $35
mm-hmm.
times 4.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you don't need that kind of care,
right.
then just having these short visits
mm-hmm.
can actually be much more affordable.
That's great. And if somebody was interested in hearing more about your services, getting that consultation, how can they do that?
Yes, absolutely. They can give us a call at 457-1655,
mm-hmm.
or they can visit our website at www.wholekelehealth.com.
That's wonderful. Well, we've been speaking with Tanya Fernandez. She is the CEO of Ho'okele Health Home Services. And Tanya, thanks so much for doing what you do and serving
Thank
our kupuna.
You. Thank you.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift. Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Thank you to all the participants who called into last week's trivia question. Last week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question was, who was a famous monarch that met with Edison? The answer is King Kalakaua. And now, this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question is sponsored by Ho'okele Health Home Services.
This Hawaiian food is a purple pudding-like dish that you'll find everywhere from grocery stores to food trucks. This food falls into one of three categories: one finger, two finger, or three finger, which refers to its consistency and how many fingers you'll need to scoop and eat it. What is this Hawaiian food?
For a chance to win a Lawns gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. We hope everyone is staying safe during this time, and remember, if you want to hear past episodes of the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show or meet our great service providers, please go to kupunawiki.com, or you can even call us at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment's sponsor, Hawaii Kai Senior Living. Recently voted Best of Senior Living by SeniorAdvisors.com. Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to best fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 808-395-9599 and mention that you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii Senior Resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.